Now that you know how you want to feel, I want you to map out what your dream week would look like around having those feelings every single day, or at least almost every single day. Now, when I say dream week, I mean a practical dream week, not like pie in the sky, you know, butlers and maids and chauffeurs, millions of dollars, maybe a few years off dream week. I want you to think about where you would be by the end of this year. So more of a realistic time frame, dream week. And just play with it. So think about what would you be doing every day? And I really want you to tie it back to those feelings. So what kind of clients are you going to be working with? What type of work are you going to be doing with those clients? What kind of activities are you doing throughout the week? What type of things are you doing for yourself or for your family? What time are you getting up in the morning, right? Does feeling the way you want to feel include having some type of a morning routine or an evening routine? Does it include having coffee chats? Because talking to other people throughout the day makes you feel really inspired or connected. Does it include doing something in person where you live and not doing everything online because you crave that human connection? Really look at every single day and what would you be doing? What do you have to do? Certain things you have to do, right? What do you have to do? But ideally, how would that be structured? What types of things are you doing? And making sure to really keep those feelings front and foremost to make sure that your days are actually set up in a way that make you feel the way you want to feel. Now, after you've gone through and mapped out every day what you would be doing, I want you to take a look and think about how could you start to implement some of these things now? For instance, if there's a certain type of client work that you really don't like doing that you didn't put on this dream week, right? How can we restructure your offers to not include that thing? Maybe it includes hiring someone to do that thing for you. Or maybe it's just restructuring your offers so you're not doing the thing, right? For me, a couple of the things that I saw in my dream week when I first did this was when I was growing up, I babysat for a very wealthy family. They had three kids and they hired me every week to come over, and the mom would take out one of the children and I would babysit the other two. And she would just have a play date with just the one. They would go do something fun, just them and her. And I thought that was such a cool thing. And I had that on my dream week and it felt like something so far off. And then I realized, you know what? I could hire someone for $10 an hour for 2 hours and go do something with one of my children. And what's it really going to cost me, right? This isn't something that I need to be a millionaire to be able to do, even though the family I was babysitting for was in that place. There's a way to do it that it's not going to be something I need to wait until I'm making millions of years to be able to do. Second note, I really craved more human connection. I love having a work from home business, but I am a major extrovert and I need people in my life. And for a long time, I really didn't leave the house. So when I realized this and I'm looking at my schedule and I have my little guy home with me, he's going to be 2 soon. And I have him home with me 2 mornings during the week and all day on Fridays. And I didn't want to give that up, right? Like, he's still so little and I love the flexibility of what I do that I can have that extra time with him, especially nap time on Fridays. I love getting extra snuggles on Fridays. So, but I really wanted to do more things locally with my 26 hours of childcare. I just couldn't fit it in. Well, I was able to find a small program on Friday mornings to put Marshall in so I could go have a local mastermind. So every other week I meet with them, and on the opposite weeks I try to have in-person coffee dates with either local people or people in town traveling. So it's really allowed me to just add some extra, I don't know, connection and inspiration in my week without having to really disrupt our schedule or have a big expense. The reward is 10x, I can tell you that much. So I wanted to give you a couple of these examples because not everything is about clients or client work or any of that. I really want you to just look at the big picture of how do you want to be spending your days? Do you feel amazing when you get home from the gym, but every week you find yourself not going to the gym because you don't have time? I want you to put that in there and start seeing how can you make it work. Some of the things on here may take a major overhaul, and it may take until the end of the year to really be able to implement them. But now that you've got it on paper, now that you're thinking about it, you're going to start to get creative with different ways you can do it, and at least you know what you're working towards. So fill out your dream week. Try to get those key feelings that you want to feel somehow included in every single day. And then I want you to pick one or two things that you could implement now, even if you got to get a little bit creative. I'd love to hear what you're doing. Feel free to share if you want to share a picture or upload something into the Facebook group. I'd love to see what your dream weeks look like. And as always, if you have any questions, go ahead and tag me in the group.